Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Thursday, September 14th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. The biggest U.S. initial public offering yet this year is set to start trading today on the NASDAQ. British chip designer Arm has priced its IPO at $51 a share, $1 lower than what it was initially considering, according to sources. The current pricing translates to a valuation of $54.5 billion for Arm, which is owned by Japanese conglomerate SoftBank. Investors will be closely watching Arm's trading debut for signals about the health of the IPO market, which has been in the doldrums since last year. The head of the United Auto Workers says the union and Detroit automakers remain far apart in contract talks ahead of tonight's deadline. UAW President Sean Fain told members that if a deal isn't reached, the union is preparing to initiate walkouts at a limited number of factories. However, he also said Ford, General Motors, and Jeepmaker Stellantis have come closer to the union's demands to increase wages and other priorities. After Fain's remarks, Ford's CEO said the company has made four proposals to the union and has yet to receive a genuine counteroffer. GM said it continues to bargain, and Stellantis said it remains committed to reaching a tentative deal. And in Washington, Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, and other tech heavyweights debated the possible benefits and perils of artificial intelligence in a closed-door meeting with senators considering legislation to regulate the technology. Musk warned about what he views as the potential threat to humanity posed by AI, according to a participant in the session. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said that all the meeting's guests raised their hands when asked if they agreed that the government needed to play a role in regulating AI. Some of the executives, however, argued that adding too many safety guardrails on AI systems risked U.S. leadership in the technology. Stock markets in Asia ended the day higher, and European shares were mixed in early trading. U.S. stock futures rose ahead of reports on wholesale inflation, retail sales, and weekly jobless numbers due out this morning. And Adobe is among the companies scheduled to release earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.